Hello everyone. We will just wait for additional minute to maybe someone else will join us.
Yeah, that's great. Just 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, let's start. So, hello everyone, and sorry for this English session in a German conference, but I'm still not speaking German so good that I can present in German. I'm still learning. So, let me shortly introduce myself at the beginning. My name is Dubrov Komarak, and I'm MVP 3 years in a row for Enterprise Client Management. Enterprise Client Management was formerly known as System Center Configuration Manager. So everything what is connected with the client management, antivirus solution, mobile device management is so-called my area. So the topic for this session will be upgrade from Windows Server 2003 up to 2012 R2. Why? Because at the 14th of July, in the next 14 days, we will lose support for Server 2003 R2, and 2003 R2 is still, from my experience, presented at a lot of servers around at the clients in Germany. Thanks for the colleagues which are make this event to happen, and let's see what will be the content of our presentation today. So basically, we will see what is use case scenario, why we should do it. What is with in-place upgrade for x86 version to 2012 R2 or x46 the 64 version to 2012 R2? How we will do with the main controller upgrade, how we will do with file server upgrade, and the rest upgrade will be scenarios for various server applications. It's not application, various servers. For example, Exchange server, for example, for Link server, SharePoint server, SQL server, and stuff like this. Use case scenario. This is a kind of typical scenario for which we can find in the some customers in Germany or some customers. Multi-domain infrastructure, so forest with multiple domains with a lot of domain controllers, and I don't know if I can make this larger. I don't think so, but I think presentation is available for downloading. Just give me a second. This will be easier. Share this with you as well. is loading. What is? No, it's not visible as much as I want to. It's so small. Let's try this. Actually, in close this, and return to presentation. In this biggest domain are holding several servers from 2003 R2 up to 2008 R2. Mainly domain for forest level and domain level is 2003 R2. And important is that we need to upgrade to remove all these 2003 R2 domain controllers. How we can do this? Actually, in place upgrade is not functioning. If we try to see a demo,
what's wrong?
No, everything is okay. I just
okay.
Start with demo.
Okay.
I load the demo. So if you try to see the demo now, we have here server installation CD is in, but we cannot run this because it says that it's cannot be loaded or it's corrupt. If we continue and try to do setup exe, we will not be able to go to explore, go to setup exe. It will say that this is not possible because installation is corrupt. Installation is not corrupt. This is normal DVD which is loaded in a server but cannot be run from 2000 cannot be run from 2003 R2 server. Same is happening as well with 2003 R2 x86. So 32-bit version of Windows. This is done on 64-bit version of Windows. Let's close this and return to presentation. Okay, here it is. How we can do data upgrade? The domain controller upgrade is not so hard to do this, because this is the current steps we need to do. Upgrade domain functionality level, upgrade forest functionality level, add additional domain controller with Windows Server 2012 R2 OS, and this is it. Let's go to the live demo. It will be much, much easier to see what I want to say. Desktop, just give me a second, monitor two, okay. Okay, perfect. What we have here, we have two domain controllers. Again, okay. One, give a second. What I will try to do, I will try to run a notepad here. just what I want to show you, password for first domain controller is similar like this. Password for second domain controller is, it's kind of complex password, but still we can use it. IP address from one domain controller, IP address from two, second domain controller, and this is it. What we need to do here, we need to go here, said what was in the presentation showed that we need to upgrade forest functionality level and domain functionality level. If you try to raise forest functionality level, it will, you will not be able to do this before you raise domain functionality level from here. Okay, now it's done. Now it's done as well. And warning says that we need to wait until this will be replicated to all the main controller. When you are doing this in a real world, it will be useful if you are waiting or run the replication manually, so that you don't have problems with the main controllers which are spread all over different geographical locations. You are dependent on the line speed and stuff like this. Now we are not dependent of any of this, so we run this here normally. We don't need to wait. Here, Active Directory services are installed here on this server. So what we need to run, we need to promote this server to the main controller. I think this is not something new. We need to add this domain controller to one existing domain. Only thing what we need to do, let's open a network and sharing center, change adapter settings, and add as a DNS server. Server from here. So, domain is called demo x64. And password is this similar password. We need to wait a little, so domain will be shown here. Important thing is that during this there is processes automatically, so nothing needs to be done. One hint during this: if you are adding, if you add server 2008 or 2008 R2 in 2003 domain, you know a lot of. Okay. Give me a second. If you are running this on the server 2008 or 2008 R2, you need to run add prep, forest prep, or add prep, domain prep. In case when you are adding 2012 R2 in 2003 domain, you don't need to add anything. You don't need to run these commands. You just run that's a promo, because all other things done by itself. What's going on here? Okay, I can see. wrong adapter, wrong adapter. Right. Okay, now it's going. Process by itself, it's not complicated. I think a lot of us did this in a couple of times. Only thing what I can see as potential problem later, it's that it's not a problem, but you need to take care about FISM roles. So FISM roles needs to be transferred to additional servers or to 2012 R2 server. Once FISM role is transferred, then you can easily demote domain from 2003 R2 and you can delete the servers from the domain. No, I don't want to install this. Let's type this password. So does not meet requirements. And now it's going. Okay, then delegation DNS server cannot be created. This is okay because we don't have DNS, replicate from any controller, or you can tell from specific domain controller. In this case, we will set to run from specific. In our case, actually, it's quite easy because we have in this demo just two domain controllers. If you have a geographically spread location, then I think the best option should be that choose the closest one or the one with the highest speed. Depend where are you installing and providing this domain controller with 2012 R2. Pets preparation options. This what I told you. This will be done automatically. Review option. We can view a PowerShell script. What will be done? All this can be done as well from a PowerShell, but for the demo purpose, I use the GUI. Prerequisite check will start. It will be over really, really quick. And after this, we will start with promoting this server to domain controller. Do you have any information? Do you have any questions about this so far? Okay, domain controller for security settings. This is standard message because algorithms are not compatible with Windows NT 4.0. This domain is not supported until 2003, I think. Prerequisite check completed or check pass successful delegation DNS. If you're integrating with an existing DNS, this is also okay. And so we will install it. Installation is going. Now we will see that domain controller will soon be installed. We will reboot the server and we will try to log in with, instead of this complex password, we will try to log in with a simple password on domain controller 2012 R2, which is normally not supported by default. Billy had a question. So is it possible to upgrade directly from 2003 to server 2012 or 2? Yes, it is. I heard that it's better to update. No, there is no common sense to do this because nothing will be achieved with this. So if you are doing in that direction, you will have one step more. This is the first thing. Second thing, you need to run this AD prep forest prep or AD prep domain prep, and you need to do a lot of things in manual in the background. As you can see here, now this is working without any problems so far. Okay, I did some mistakes with the wrong adapter, stuff like this. I didn't prepare this completely, so sorry for this. But mainly, no, you can do this directly without any problems. How you will run it in how you will run it, and you don't need to take care about a lot of things in behind. Server 2008 or 2008 R2 are still not so automatically like it was. Any other question? You can see here, if you can see on the okay, stopping services, configure local computer for Active Directory, replicate the Active Directory schema. You can see this, what you can see if you can see, I hope that you can see on a monitor what this machine is doing. Setting security settings, now all group policy stuff will be transferred. We're done. If you close this wizard, installation will continue and target server will start when the installation complete. Yes, we will close this wizard. We'll see what's going on. Close. I think now restart should occur. And sorry for this slowness, but this is a virtual machine with this one have, I think for the test purposes, just 2 gigs of RAM, and the one 2003 R2 have just 1 gig of RAM, just for testing purposes. Upgrade from 2012 R2 to vNext should run smoothly, but this is still unclear how this will be done because server 2000 vNext is not officially out. Okay, can you see this? Now we will run to demo x64, which is name of my domain, and I will use this password. Okay, I need to type it, but I can show it. Okay. So we are using password from old domain to new domain, to server 2012 R2. Roles and features are running. This server is also domain controller, and we can take a look here. Computers. We'll see that Windows Server 2012 R2 is domain controller as well. This is the name of this machine. Okay. Now, it's not recognized here. Let's try to do in this case, we are expecting result that it shows which is our, yes, schema master, domain naming master, PDC, read pool manager, infrastructure master. This is a FISMO roles in which server are holding this. Can you see this? If this is 2003 x64, this is this server here. Now we need to change this. So first, what we will do, we will go to Active Directory users and computers. All tasks, operations master, change. Okay, we need to first connect to domain controller, to this one. Now we will try to change operations master. Operations master, change. Yes. Okay, PDC. It's already, yes. Naturally, PDC and infrastructure LID. Yes. Close. So we change this one. Now, if you can see the FISMO, couple of FISMO roles are already transferred. Now we need to go to domain controllers. Yes. Now we need to go here. Domains and trust. Here. Operations master. We will not be able to change because we are not connected to other domain controller. Connect to domain controller to always to new to 2012 R2. If we have an environment more than one, we can choose whatever, but it's important to choose always the same. Operations master, change, yes, okay. Let's query the FISMO now. And for schema master, it's a little bit different way to change it. Let's go in that way. Run. We need to register schema DLL. Then we will have it in administrative tool, but it's still not visible here. We need to go like this. Okay, here we are. Change the main controller. Specify name is S2012R2. Okay, it's connected. Operations master, same as before. Change, yes. This schema master is, we need to have some additional work. It's not so easy. Under quotation marks, so easy because we need to register DLL so that we can add this management console, open this management console, because this is not registered by default. No, we will not save it. Let's see. Right. If you can see now how the steps are going, so at first 2003 R2 was the PDC, the FISMO role. FISMO server, so the global catalog and all important server in the important server in domain. We transfer FISMROL one, not one by one, in a three steps. We transfer all FISMROLs to 2012 R2. Now what we can do, we can go here, start DC promo, and remove server automatically. Yeah, okay, this is normal. So that other server, that this domain controller is a global catalog. To avoid this message, we can go here. Okay, I didn't do this for a long time. Chatting services. Remove this, that it's global catalog. You can see before, second server was also pronounced as a global catalog. Now we can start DC promo and avoid this message. The server is not the last domain controller in domain. Okay. Delete all application directory partitions on this domain controller. New administrator password will be ABC123. ABC123. Let's try to go like this. Vortex, max. Okay, we need to, let's do this more complex one. Okay. Any questions so far? Still not questions. We don't have any questions so far. Okay, what will happen in the background? All services, this server will be demoted and this server will be no longer domain controller. In the meanwhile, we can go here. See how this domain controller. So we can see here, this is global catalog, this is not anymore, so we avoid this message. And during refreshment, we will see that server will be just demoted at one time, it will disappear. Okay, I'm waiting for a question. Okay, what about the personal files of the user, CG documents, are they transferred automatically? No. Question is directly no. Answer is directly no. So question was, what about, Billy asked, what about the personal files of the users, CG documents, are they transferred automatically or no? No, they are not transferred automatically, but now we did just demo with the domain controller. I think you are asking about the file server this, from my perspective, should be topic of the file server, which we will go in the next slide just when this finish. Or I can return to a presentation, so when this is finished, we can see this, okay? Let's go then. Okay, perfect. Okay. So install Windows file server upgrade. Install Windows 2012 R2 as a file server. Then create file shares. After this, start file migration using RoboCopy and then or with the GUI. Its operation is pretty much easy to do. What we need to do, we need to install a new operating system, create quite same file shares. My suggestion will be with the same names, so that user will don't have problems with finding another solution. During night, start file migration. Why I'm telling here that my file migration, I will use RoboCopy because RoboCopy is one really good tool for making this. RoboCopy is migrating timestamps, attributes, permissions, all of this will be migrated via RoboCopy. Then if we have opportunity to migrate this during night, migrate all this during night, in the morning we can just start with a new batch script, which new batch script will remove old shares and we'll start with the new shares. New shares will be mapped, so it will be provided to users in the morning with the same documents. Users will never notice what will happen. Is this what you mean about, Billy? So this is how I will recommend or how I will do it when I'm doing migration. I'll try to do it in that way. Next thing is REST, which says REST upgrade. When upgrade is not an option and when strategy must be determined. Where I can see a where problem is actually. Problem is when you have SharePoint on 2003 operating system, when you have Exchange on 2003 operating system, when you have, for example, SQL Server on 2003 operating system, then you need to remove databases, or you need to remove mail server, or you need to remove collaboration server to a completely new server. And this is not so easy to do this. With the SQL Server, it's more or less quite simpler. You can install new server 2012 R2. You can install SQL Server. Then you can do backup and restore. This is one of the methods. Second method should be or can be that you can create a mirror between two SQL servers, mirror all databases, and then remove it as well. After all databases are removed and mirrored, you can break the mirror and start new server to working. Depend of what you want to achieve and how. Let me shortly return to my monitor so that we can see what's going on. Meanwhile, it's this completing Active Directory installation wizard finish. So we will restart now. Let's see what's happened here. I think so far, yes, server is gone. So we have only one domain controller in this demo, which is 2012 R2. And there is no more server 2003 as a domain controller. So domain controller, why domain controller is biggest challenge, because there is a lot of objects in the domain, and all of these objects will be removed automatically or moved automatically to a new. It's not a big deal, but still doing this, it's always extending a schema, forest schema, extending a domain schema. It's not the easiest way, and people don't love to do this by itself. With file server is quite easy. With these servers is not such quite easy, but it's not impossible. For example, if you want to remove SharePoint, it's more or less simple. Don't get this wrong when I said simple. It's not simple like snap with the fingers, everything is working. So if you use SQL aliases on a SharePoint server, then migrate SQL to a new server, update aliases, then restart SharePoint to see if this is communicating with the new SQL. When this is checked and done, then install new SharePoint machine with all service specs, all languages, all CUs. And after this, join this server to a farm. All services should be transferred from old server to a new one. Then old one should be removed from a farm. This will be a one-way street, actually, if everything is running smoothly, which I don't know when this is the case. This is about the SharePoint. With Exchange is a little bit different. Not so different. Just give me a second that I return to a presentation. Presentation is loading. With Exchange, there is a couple of methods. You can find one of the testnet. Another one is from one guy said that you need to add a server, different name for the new server, make it to the same organization, and after this, move mailboxes, move everything to a new server. After, update your MX records in DNS. When all this is done, then remove this Exchange server in the site. I read this document, and it's relies a lot of Technet articles, for example, how to remove first Exchange server in a site, how to move a mailbox to a new server, how to do this, how to do that. But he make a in a kind of simple 10 steps that this can be done. With SQL Server, I told, so I don't know what to say else about this migration to 2012 R2 when operating system is installed and everything is installed on it. Do you have any question, any additional questions regarding of this? No additional questions? Well, if you don't have any additional questions, what we can try to do, if you agree, but confirm this, we can try to upgrade domain. We can try to make another demo, upgrade from 2003 directly to vNext, if you want to, if there is a no question. Yes, Billy says yes. Other, Bjorn, Stefan. Okay. Lars said yes. Oh, then let's try to do it. So I will turn off First, I will move to my monitor. Okay. I will turn off these machines. Yes, I want to shut down. Thanks. Yes, I want to shut down. Excellent. But so far, so good. Now we need to start one. Before I start, let me check which adapters I have so that we are not. This is a private, okay, it's on the same. Settings, it's on the same. Adapter private, yes, it's on the same. Okay, start one, start two. Please start. Yes. So, yes. Okay. So this one password is first for first one is a password for the second one is wrong. Without this Q, one complex password as well. Copy. Okay, here it's not going. You can see password here. Again. Here we have installed domain directory services as well. Here what I did, I raised functionality level to 2003. Let's see if this will work directly. Okay, add this domain controller to server to a different domain. Before this, maybe I do this. Yes, it's right. We can see the mains. Okay, so domain is demo x 64.com. And password is the same password here. Okay, cannot control domain. Check. Okay. Ethernet, computer name, local server, blah, blah, blah. 8. Adapter. 1. Okay, 2. So then it's servers. Okay, prefer DNS server set, none, 4, okay, let's try to do this now. Yep, same domain, DNS. Okay, this is a demo which I ran the first time. I didn't run it before until today, so this is kind of exclusive. GUI is looking almost the same like on a Server 2012 R2, but the biggest difference so far in Server vNext, incomparable. Hopefully we don't need this. I will type the same password from here. Type it. Yes. Okay, next. Replicate from here. Next. 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 Automation is, if you can see, automatically we'll do this as well as 2012 R2. Now, let's see the prerequisite check, and this will tell us all. I didn't do this demo so far with 2003 to 2012 R2. I did several demos and several proof of concepts, so I pretty much knew what's going on there. In vNext, I still didn't. Okay, says the Windows Server 2003 functionality level is deprecated. If your domain and or forest remain at this functionality level, okay. File replication service, all of these. What says that we can do this? Upgrading forest, we will see what will be the outcome of this. Any question about this? Not so far, okay. We have additional 6 minutes to go. Hope this will be done in that time. So we need to go then, because other presenter need to make a presentation. I hope that you are seeing this servers, this demo well, because on my screen is so tiny, so I have a problem with this. Lars, maybe can you tell me how you are seeing this?
It's okay.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Still upgrading forest. Upgrading domain. All what we find so far. It seems that it's working. so far, from my perspective, it end up with the main membership now. Then it's configured. Oh. Okay. Let's see. As I understand now, we'll be rebooting, right? Good. Let's see what's happening here. Same computers. Do we have main controller? Yes, we have Linux. And password for Linux is password. Meanwhile, until we are waiting, I will do this, so that we are not waiting. Okay. You're more than welcome. Okay, so password, it works. So we can now change the schema master. Okay. So let's net DOM query FISMO. Okay. I transfer just schema master, all others are here. So we will now do all the rest. Transfer to a new server. We can close this. No, we don't need it. So connect to the main controller. This one, we next. Says okay. Operations master. Change. Yes. Okay. Change. Yes. Okay. Change. Yes. Okay. Close. Here. Connect to the main controller. This. Operations master is change. Yes. Okay. All is transferred to a vNext. Now we can do what we did with the old 2003R2. We can just remote it and remove it from a domain. Thanks a lot. If you have any questions more, let's return to presentation. Okay, I'm not on this slide. Thanks for your attention. If you have any questions, my contacts are on the beginning of this presentation. So Twitter is Dubravkomarak. You can find me under my first and the last name almost everywhere. So on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Xing, on any other, or my mail should be Dubravko@marakbiz, my private mail. So you can ask me a question. If I can help, I will be glad to help. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the session. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a nice conference.
Further. Thank you.
Goodbye. welcome. Bye.